Whenever you're ready, Dorothy.
Dorothy Taylor, and just to say that I was 24 when I came on this estate in 1950. And I had a little baby, he was 18 months old, Barry, my son. And it was just one big mud heap. There were two houses going up together, then there was mud with no schools, with no buses, with no paths, with no gardens. It was just no buses, no school, no nothing. And the nearest bus was in King Lane. And we were called, the young couples, they were nearly all my age at that time, it was just after the war, and we were called the baby boomers. Because all our partners, loved ones, husbands, had been in the war, of course, and the war was over now, and we're all, you know, wanting these new houses that they were building. And there were corporation houses like the Gibson and Meanwood, but these that we came, these post-war houses, as they were called on the estate, there was two lots for my choice when I was offered one. I could either go to Cookridge or Moortown. I knew where neither of them were. I'd been brought up in the other side of Leeds in Aerials. Anyway, a lucky dip, I said, oh, we'll go to Moortown. And that's how I come to be here. And the experience I've had, and the difference of all of us here today will have seen, is remarkable. From just nothing, and all of us, all young people, young couples mostly, maybe had our grandparents, some not myself, but some had their parents that came to live with them. They got a three-bedroomed house or something like that, so they could, look after their loved ones. But mine was a two-bedroomed house. Me and my husband, I can honestly say it's been my life. I've lived for Moortown since I've come. I've always loved it, and the people, we were all the same. We wanted to make it a nice, safe place for our families that we were. We wanted them to have all the things we hadn't had. I'd never been to see gardens and things like that where we'd been brought up as children. The only time I saw that was when I was evacuated to Lincolnshire. And I got a surprise when I walked through a back gardens with a yard and I saw eggs all over the place. And I just picked them all up and he had a little case that I took to school. And I filled my bag with these eggs. I was told quite kindly by the lady who was looking after me that you don't pick them up and fetch them home. I just thought this was lovely, you know, and just walk about and there's eggs all over. Oh, it was really nice. That's another story, though, I'm afraid. So we did work hard, and we formed committees. We had group meetings. There was the Boys' Brigade. There was all these activities going on, the Boy Scouts. There was everything organised for our young families. And everybody seemed to take part of some kind, you know, working towards it all. Myself, I did a lot of work, which was a great pleasure and honour, I must admit. It was something for me to do, which I fully enjoyed, and the rest of my friends on the estate all joined in and helped. We all helped together to get... We got a couple of luncheon clubs going. We got outings going. But the big problem and the big thing that does stand out in my mind as the most important thing and the saddest thing as well that happened that I remember was the ring road. Well, that was just one ordinary narrow road then. Mm. There was no lights like it is now. It was just a narrow road and traffic. There wasn't as much, of course, as there is today. But it just whizzed down. There's no speed limits on, like there is. There was nothing like that. You could go at whatever speed you liked. So sadly to say, there was about it came to about eight or if not more now, people who had been killed from this estate crossing that road. So my husband and a few more members of the public, we all got together on the estate and went round collecting names to send to the
highways
to suggest could they do something about the safety of the estate and get the road altered. And that is how, really, we got the ring road. It started through a complaint like that, you know, of some of our friends that sadly died there. But it was good to find that, you know, we got together and got the ring road we've got now. That was a big safety thing. But yes, I've loved every minute of this estate. And I'm a bit sad now because all the world's altered. And all what I, you know, the things that we did and all that, because times have changed. Things don't stop as they were. And I can see a lot of joy that I enjoyed that doesn't go on now. But there again, I can see a lot of the progress that I can't even get involved with now because it's gone so quickly. And it's spread and it's grown. And now there's people owning their own houses. And we've seen this progress, which is wonderful. I mean, none of us, we all come up, we were all... And another thing, when you first came up, we were all young couples. And you had to earn so much money before you were allowed one of these houses. Mm. And so most of us had to work. Two of you worked. And the corporation made... We had... nurseries by the corporation that we could take our children to, and it was quite reasonably priced. It was the price. So for the first few years, my little boy was about 2 when he started, and he went there till he was about 4, I think. They went to school really at 5 then, but we went to school. I'm talking about myself. I went to school not my age at 3. We started at 3. But anyway, now I'm rambling a bit now. So I will leave you with the thought that I'm now 97, and I came when I was 24, and I wouldn't have wished to have a better place to have been living and brought up and lived.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dorothy. That's amazing. Wow, so you must...